And finally, anti-Muslim sentiment is brewing in Myanmar, where mosques have become the target of hate crimes by Buddhist extremists. In the latest incidents on Friday, a mob wielding weapons razed a mosque in the north of the country. Villagers in the town of Hakant in Kachin State ransacked the mosque before burning it down. This is the second attack on a mosque in just over a week. Friday's attack coincided with the end of a 12-day visit by UN rights investigator Yang Hee Lee, who expressed concern over the situation of Muslims in Myanmar.
While I am aware of the need to give space and time for the new government to address the many complex challenges facing the country, I must remain constructively and critically engaged and vocal in encouraging and advocating for greater progress on human rights. I must also continue to hold Myanmar accountable to its international human rights obligations.
The UN envoy also called for an end to institutionalized discrimination against Muslims in Myanmar. Rohingya Muslims have been facing torture, neglect, and repression for many years. A large number of Rohingyas have been killed and tens of thousands displaced in attacks by extremist Buddhists since the country's independence in 1948. Jahangir Mohammad is the director of the Center for Muslims Affairs joining us. So there you have this visit by this UN rights investigator who's in Myanmar, and you have the mosques that are being burned down, and I'm sure she has is familiar with the history of how the these Muslim Myanmaris are being either tortured or to have been suppressed in the form and manner that they have. And yet she says that there needs to be accountability by the government there. Shouldn't the UN somehow hold them accountable and do something about it?
Well, absolutely. The reports have been coming for the past 5 years from the UN. They know exactly what's going on. There's a deliberate attempt to wipe out the Muslim population of Myanmar and cleanse them to create a pure Buddhist state. And yet there are no trials, there are no sanctions, there are no actions being proposed by the UN or anybody in the West. The reality is they say what's happening, they document it and do nothing. I mean, it's atrocious, really. This has been going on for 4 or 5 years. The whole world sees the pictures on social media of what's going on, not just the destruction of mosques, but all the other crimes, burning people alive. In Ramadan, we've seen pictures of Muslims being force-fed by Buddhist gangs and others because they're fasting. So we know all the atrocities that are going on. You know, these are not simple discrimination or prejudice or, hateful expression. There's a deliberate and willful and orchestrated and engineered plan to cleanse Myanmar of its Muslim population. This constitutes, in my assessment and under UN articles, an attempt at genocide. And the reality is, had this been taking place against any other community apart from Muslims in any other part of the world would have done something about it. If you could imagine this happening to Christians or Jews or Buddhists or even Hindus or, Yazidis or any other community, the world would have already taken action. The reality is that Muslim blood is cheap, nobody cares, and the UN has been, since its creation, turning a blind eye to crimes against Muslim populations around the world. It is an institution that does nothing for Muslims.
Thank you for that. Jahangir Mohammad, Director of the Center for Muslims Affairs from Manchester.